He arrived in New York City. He was so weakened by tuberculosis that it was necessary for him to have a cot near the recording studio so that he might rest in between songs. Amazingly, his voice, though weak, never broke while recording his last 12 numbers. Jimmy Rogers used his last bit of strength for recording. He died in a hotel in New York City on the night of May 26, 1933.